Alec, it says, Taham hochlim ba choshech ra'ui or gadol yoshvi ba'aret sel maves or ne'ega alayhem. Where it's telling us that the people who walked in darkness have seen great light. And that's what we have to understand, especially during these times, is that B'nai Yisrael, us specifically in the 21st century, we all have to understand something, is that we are in, not only have we experienced dark times, but we are in fact in a dark time right now, where we're not sure where we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, while we are hopeful that it's near and soon. We are unsure of what's happening. We are unsure of what's going to become. What is also being reminded, I think, in this pasuk, and what the Slonim Rebbe, the Nesiv of Shalom, is telling us, is that we do have to look at Jewish history. And what a pasuk that always comes to mind for me is in Mishlei, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Bekam. A person, a tzaddik, falls seven times and gets up. But I don't necessarily think that that's just about the individual, but I think we could talk about that on a national level as well. And on our national level, if we could look at the trajectory of Jewish history, our past, we always know that the Jews continue, after trials and tribulations, they continue to stand up and they continue to fight and they continue to be proud of who they are. And they continue to be osik, to be dwelling, to be toiled and learning in Torah. What we also have to look at is how many of us have felt this darkness in our lives, and especially now, how many of us. While I could say it's been a bracha to be home with my family, I will say it has been probably close to 3 months where, listen, at some point everyone steps on each other's toes, people want to pull out their hair a little bit. But we always feel like, what, when, what's going to happen? How are we going to do this? And the image that comes to mind is something that happened 6.5 weeks ago for all of us. Right before Erev Pesach, what did we do? We did Bedikas Chametz. We turned off the lights in our house. And it's a moment before that flame is ignited onto the fire where we're supposed to go look for those 10 pieces of Chametz. Those lights go off in our house, and there's a moment of panic, of angst, of nervousness, of, I'm in the dark. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to get out of this? What's going to happen? And while we know in the specific example of Bedikas Chametz, that fire, that flame is about to be ignited within 2 seconds of those lights being turned off, I think we forget that that light is really inside of us always. We were all created with a chilek alokal mimal. We all have a piece of Hashem within us. And we have to remember that there is a fire and a soul that has been ignited inside of us. And while it might have some dust and some ashes and things where it might be covered and it might be hidden, we have to remember what Yeshayahu is telling us, is that when we toil and we are in the darkness, that light comes. And while we might be in that darkness right now, it is coming. It is here for us. When I think about this Bedikas Chametz, while it might be easier then, some of us still, you might say, Ziva, so nice, but I know that that light's turning on for 2 seconds after Bedikas Chametz, but what am I doing now during this pandemic of 2020, and what am I doing now as Matan Torah Kabbalah Satorah Shavuos is just 10 days away? It's a good question I ask myself as well, but we have to remember in the Pasuk, as it says, Salmaves, that it's in the darks. David HaMelech tells us in his Sefer Tehillim, it says, Gam ki ilech begeit al maves lo yira libi ki ata imadi. Don't despair while you are in the valleys, in those dark valleys. Why? Because ki ata imadi, I am with you. Hashem is telling us, I am with you. Don't freak out. Don't worry. I am here with you. Just remind yourself that that chilek alokal mimal is inside of you. And when I understand and can internalize that, it'll all be okay. Now, let's start. In Sefer Vayikra, Parak Chaf Vav, Psukim Yud, Yud Aleph and Yud Bet, we're really going to focus on the last two lines of the page, Psukim Yud Aleph and Yud Bet, which is in Parshas B'chukotai. It tells us, V'natati mishkanei b'tochichem, v'lo tiga'al nafshei itchem, v'hitalachti b'tochichem, v'hayiti lachem le'elohim, v'atem tiyu lila'am. Hashem is saying something so beautiful at the end of this past week's parsha, which I think is so beautiful and so apropos to end any sefer, but specifically right now during this time period that we are in, I think it is one of the most inspiring and powerful psukim that we could learn from. Hashem is telling us, "V'natati mishkanei b'tochichem, I have given you the mishkan, it is amongst you, and I am walking with you, and I will be your God, and you will be my nation." The Slonim Rebbe, again, while I was reading over Shabbos, he says something so beautiful. He says as follows, the Torah concludes this parsha with, I will place my sanctuary among you, I will walk among you. Nowhere else in the Torah do we find such a promise. When a Jew dedicates himself, controls his body, and lives a life of deprivation in order to please Hashem, then, measure for measure, he merits, I will place my sanctuary among you, I will walk among you. This is the highest level, the ultimate connection between Hashem and Israel. What we have to understand is that bitulcham and that bitulchichem is the same bitulcham that was in Parshas Truma, Sefer Shemos, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chet, where it says v'shachanti bitulcham. What we have to remember during this time is we are going back to the basics. Now let's remind ourselves, Parshas Truma happens at a very important time where I always find myself during those parshios, ask myself, how could Hashem ask us to build a Mishkan during that time? We were just enslaved for 210 years. How could I be in that position to give up my stuff to give to Hashem? What we also need to understand is I've never understood this pasuk v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham to be so true until today, where I guess Hashem clearly did, knows all, and he always will, knew that this pandemic was coming. And I really believe that this pasuk stands true more apropos than ever than right now. What we need to understand is that Hashem is telling us that he gave us the Mishkan, and it's not about anything else. He says, I gave you a Mishkan, but I dwell amongst you. Now, while we all are wanting and yearning and hoping for our shul to be open, for our schools to be open, for our bati midrashim to be open, and while Zoom shiurim are nice, we would always love for them to be in person, we always say, I want this to happen. I want Hashem in my life. I want to be there. But what we have to remember is Bitocham, he said to us so many years ago, thousands and thousands of years ago, you could have the Mishkan. It's there for you. It'll always be there for you. But just remember something. It's in your house. That's where it's starting. We're starting from the basics again. Well, we might say, okay, great. What am I doing during this time period exactly? Well, we could say, okay, the Mishkan is in my house, right? So the shul, as much as we all want to be there, we have to remember, we don't go in, clock in 3 times a day for minyan and say bye to Hashem as we leave after Ma'ariv. And we don't say bye to Hashem after Ma'ariv on Shabbos and say, I'll see you tomorrow. We have to remember Hashem is actively present in our lives every single day. He is here with us during this year. He is sitting next to every single one of us. But he is in your house always, and that's what we have to remember. But what do I do during these times where our Sefirot HaOmer question is, am I getting from point A to point B? For so many of us, as I can say for myself, as I have been home for almost 3 months, your routine gets a little bit rote sometimes. You're not really sure what to do anymore. You're trying to figure out the motivation. You're just not sure. It's a lot of trial and error, and you're just like, I need something. And then you strive for something. Let's say you want to have more kavana at Ma'ariv, or you want to make sure that your mincha is at a good time for you and you don't feel rushed. And you make yourself that schedule. And sometimes you slip up and you say, I'm just not doing it. I'm not working. It's not working for me. And you start to beat yourself up. I remind myself of on the second page, Maseches in Maseches Megillah, where it tells us on Daf Vav Amud Bet, where it says a famous quote where I think is so true for us to remember right now, where it says, V'amar Rav Yitzchak, where Rav Yitzchak says, Im yamar lecha adam, if a person says to you, Yagati velo matzati al tami, if a person says to you, I have toiled and I have not found success, we don't believe them. Lo yagati matzati al tami. Similarly, if he says to you, I have not toiled, but nevertheless, I have indeed found success, we do not believe them. Yagati matzati tami. If, however, they say, I have toiled and labored and I have found success, we believe them. Why I think this Masechet, this line from the Megillah is so true, is what we have to remember, it's not about checking off that box and saying, I accomplished the task. But what is it about? It's about being osik in Torah. It's a bracha we say every single morning, where we are asking Hashem for us to be osik in something, for it to be a part of our day. It's not something where I just check off the box and say, I did it. I davened my mincha. I said my ma'ariv. But what is it? It's about toiling in something. It's about working the land. It's about doing something for 6 days so that I get to rest on the seventh to be one with Hashem. While we have to remember all that, what I think Rabbi Sacks says is something so beautiful. It's from an expert that he said in an article he wrote on Parshas Truma, exactly on the pasuk, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti v'tocham. he says, "It is then that God said, let them build something together. This simple command transformed the Israelites. During the whole construction of the tabernacle, there were no complaints. The people contributed some gold, some silver, some bronze, some brought skins and drapes. Others gave their time and skill. They gave so much that Moses had to order them to stop. A remarkable proposition is being framed. It is not what God does for us that transforms us. It is what we do for God." While I really do believe this, and this is exactly how I want to segue into the rest of this year tonight, Rabbi Sacks is saying something so beautiful, which I think is now I finally understand this bitocham and not the bitocha, where Hashem is telling us, even after being enslaved for 210 years, what am I about to tell you? For so long, you have built for other people. You never owned anything in your life for yourself before. Now what I am going to tell you is we are co-builders in building the Mishkan. Not only are we co-builders, I'm going to tell you something even more. I'm not even going to dwell in that place that we built together, but I'm going to dwell amongst all of you because I want to be a part of it with you. When we in a regular day experience, when someone says, I'm investing in you and I want you to invest in me, it's the whole experience takes a new toll. And as Rabbi Sacks tells us, there were no more complaints for Bnei Yisrael during that time as they were building the Mishkan. Why? Because the Ribono Shel Olam told them, I'm investing in you. We are co-building something together. And that last line is, it's not what God does for us that transforms us. It's what we do for God. And that's exactly what we're doing during this Sfiras HaOmer of 2020 Tav Shin Pei. It's what we are doing during our times where we are going crazy, where we're not sure, where we don't see that light at the end of the tunnel. We are uncertain of what's going to happen. We have to remember that it's being osig. It's getting from that point A to point B and saying, I'm going to try. That quote of Mishlei, of Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam, a tzadik falls seven times and gets up, is what we have to remember during this time. Where we need to understand and fundamentally internalize is that I might mess up, but when I say to myself, I'm going to continue trying to propel forward in a time of Sfiras HaOmer, I truly am getting to point A to point B to become that individual. Now, how do I know that? Because each and every one of us showed up tonight and have showed up for weeks to come to this year, and we are saying, I want something more. I am trying to elevate myself to the next level. And therefore, tonight, we truly have gotten from point A to point B, and I would encourage you in the next 10 days, Baruch Hashem, to get from point B to point Z, to continue on in this process. But while if you say that might not be good enough, I'm going to tell you a story from Rabbi Akiva, which I think is so apropos as Lag BaOmer was this past week. We know we mourn for the loss of Rabbi Akiva's students. 24,000 students of him died. And I can't fathom that idea of 24,000 people dying. And what happens at that moment for a Rebbe to say, I'm going to start again? It would make sense if he didn't want to start again. 24,000 students is an idea I can't even fathom, a number I can't even imagine. But what does he do? He says, I'm not giving up, but what am I going to do? I'm going to pick five and I'm going to start again. I'm going to continue to propel forward, to push myself forward, because I am not sure what's going to happen next, but I know that I have a mission in this and a purpose in this world to continue going. And while that we know of Torah today, because Rabbi Akiva started again with five students and continued on, if that doesn't do you enough, I'm going to tell you Rabbi Akiva's famous story, where he started learning Torah at the age of 40. And he said, while he was sitting in a cave, if the water can penetrate the rock, Torah can penetrate my life. And he started with that simple Aleph and continued on to reading Chumash with Rashi, to doing Daf Yomi, to teaching so, so many students. But we need to understand that during this time period, there might be so much that bogs us down, so much where we think our flame, that neshama inside of us is extinguished. We have to remember that it's not. And when we try to propel forward, to push forward for that one thing, we really are going forward. Now back to this Machatzit HaShaka, what is it telling us in this week's Parsha? How are we going to understand it? What's the message and the purpose of the Machatzit HaShaka? Before we do that, I was listening to a shiur by Rav Moshe Weinberger a few weeks ago where he said something so deep and so profound, which is why the title came to me of Becoming a Wholesome Individual. is he said during this quarantine where we have seen so much, so much craziness, the Malach Mavis might have come and taken so many, unfortunately, away from us. But what we need to understand is, as we said, we're going back to the basics of understanding that that Hashem doesn't just dwell in our shul and our schools and our Bate Midrashim, but he dwells amongst each and every one of our homes. We have to understand that we are trying to become an individual. How do I become an individual, a wholesome individual, is in my own house. Is by doing things where the gashmiest, the physical things in this world, the materialistic things in this world aren't around me, aren't with me all the time. But it's about me, myself, and I, the best squad out there. It's about me understanding who I am and trying to figure out how am I going to figure out to get from point A to point B. And for every single person, that looks different. While this time is telling us we are trying to become these wholesome individuals, the Machatzit HaShekel in this week's Parsha really hones in and highlights that for us, which I think is so beautiful, as it is this week's Parsha, and it's right before Shavuos. What we need to understand during this time is the Machatzit HaShekel, like we said before, if we wanted to count numbers, we could have used anything. We could have used shoes, we could have used random objects, we could have used paper. But why the Machatzit HaShekel? And if we wanted money, we could have asked for more from Bnei Israel. The Machatzit HaShekel tells us something different. As it says, Kol Eidas Bnei Israel, he is highlighting to us that he wants every single person there. That it's Ish Lamata, Ish Rosh Levit Abu Tavhu, that no one is not showing up to this counting. The Machatzit HaShekel reminds us that it's about the individual. It's not about yourself. It's not about the money you have, the monetary things in your life, the gashmias, the materialistic things. But what is it? It's about being that wholesome individual. And we're going back to the basics in this week's Parsha, where I think that is so beautiful during this time period as we are really actively trying to become that wholesome individual right before Kabbalah Satorah, which is in just a short amount of time. What we need to understand, I really believe, is that we really are these wholesome individuals that have started so many weeks ago. What we need to understand, and as we wrap up, we have to understand that the Machatzit HaShekel tells us we are one, we are all a wholesome individual, we are all our each individual, and when we come together, we are not only become, we have this wholesome individuals all coming to shul, hopefully so soon, and then we become a wholesome community, where we will hopefully be able to say Na'aseh v'nishma together ki ish echad b'liv echad. But we also, hopefully, Be'ezras Hashem, all the gates of all of the shuls in Bnei of Klal Yisrael will open up, where as we have all worked on becoming these wholesome individuals during these times, we will be able to understand that each and every one of us is, we have now become a wholesome community like we were at Matan Torah. What we need to understand is during these times of Sfiras HaOmer, the 7-week period, we are doing a natural completion of something. Us too are doing that natural completion of something. Not only did we show up for Shir tonight, but we have all strived and worked on ourselves in ways we never thought we would work on before in our lives. What we have to understand is remind ourselves in Parshas Truma, Ba'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Socham. Hashem is telling us, it's not about anything else, but I'm dwelling amongst you. You don't say goodbye to me at the end of the day. I come with you every step of every way. As Yeshayahu tells us that darkness, we all might have darkness, but that light is with us. It shines with us, and sometimes it takes 2 seconds, like Bedikas Chametz, and sometimes it's just a little bit longer, but we have to remember, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. Tzadik gets up 7 times after he falls. This is what we have to internalize. And as Vayikra and Parshas Bechukotai, it tells us, Hashem tells us, I gave you my Mishkan and I will dwell amongst you. That's my promise to you and I will always be there. If you are osek and toiling in Torah, I will be with you. As our Gemara and Misachas Megillah tells us on Daf Vav Amid Bet, it tells us, Yagati matati tami. When we have toiled and found something, that's when we believe a person. When I could say that I am trying and striving to become a better person, that's what makes it count. It's not about, did I do this right? Did I master that midah 100%? Everyone slips up. But we have to remember, as Wayne Gretzky says, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You have to take them. You have to push forward. You have to be able to say, I'm trying my best, because the best is all you can do, and the best is anyone. That's all anyone could ask for. As Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks tells us, after 210 years of slavery, Hashem does the smart thing and says, let's build something together. We are co-builders. We are able to understand that we are, it's not what God does for us, but it's what we do for God. When I give, when I'm able to give, as Rav Dessler points out, Hav, the root word, is to give. That's how we love someone. Hashem is telling us here now too. I love you and you love me, and we're going to build this together. We are going to build this Mishkan. And when we have those times of doubt and we feel like I can't do this, we remember Rabbi Akiva's stories where he lost 24,000 and restarts again with 5. And we understand that he propels forward with just those 5. And we also understand and remember his story where he tells us, I too once didn't know Aleph, but I do remember that I tried, and it was drip by drip, drop by drop. It is so slow how it happens, but when it happens, it happens. And as Rav Moshe Weinberger tells us, we are too, during these times where we can't go out, where we can't do our regular activities that we might want it to have, we are becoming those wholesome individuals in our home. And we do have to remember that the Mishkan is amongst us. It's not just in shul, it's here with us too. I hope that we all can understand that we have gotten from point A to point B. We have been able to say that, yes, I have propelled forward. And I hope that you continue on in the next 10 days until Kabbalah Satorah Shavuos. We are able to understand and internalize this message that you will get from point B to point C. I just want to thank Rabbi Blau and Nancy again. Thank you so much for this special opportunity. I hope everyone has an amazing week.
Focus.
Thank you, Ziva. Thank you for your passionate and inspiring words. May your brachas come true. May we learn from what you said. May heaven be blessed with a wonderful week. Tune in next week for Leonie Jacobs as we complete the series of a Shavua Tov. Thank you.